You're listening to CKUT, broadcast on 90.3 FM in Montreal and online worldwide at ckut.ca. I'm Jules Bigel. Common Front workers are back on the picket line today. The coalition, representing 420,000 public and parapublic workers, is on strike until Thursday. Their demands include better working conditions and a salary that rises with inflation. Between this and the two-day nurses' strike on Wednesday and Thursday, Montrealers can expect disruptions when accessing healthcare. But the main disruption is in education. Teachers in the English school boards and both school and CEGEP support staff are part of the common front. Teachers in the Centre de Service Scolaire de Montréal, which is the city's largest French language school service center, will go on indefinite strike starting Thursday.
It is our last resort to strike. And it's really hard for us to know, to disrupt people's lives like this. But we feel at this moment that we have no choice.
Speaking now is Andrea DiTommaso, representing the English school support staff in the CSN. She spoke to me outside École Spécialisée Irénée Lucier in Hochelaga, braving the cold alongside many of the workers from the school.
Support staff are the foundations of our education system. Without a foundation, the whole building's going to crumble.
Despite their importance, she says support staff are at the bottom of the ladder when it comes to compensation, which has ripple effects throughout our schools.
We are here representing the support staff, which are the lowest paid out of all the provincial public servants, which means, like, you know, including municipal and federal. Like, our average salary is $24,400 a year, because most of us are part-time and most of us are laid off during the summer. So that really makes it difficult for people to make a living. So we're here for that, and we're here for working conditions. So far, things for years have been declining. People have been leaving in droves.
The main problem that I see in that school is that we are understaffed, and from a lot. We have a lot of people that are not replaced, and therefore there's a lack of service for the kids who come here. If we were fully staffed, we wouldn't have to compromise our health and our mental health, physical health, to make sure that everybody is safe.
Frances Nadeau-Lanois has a tough job at Irénée Lucier, where the special needs students sometimes need physical intervention. His job only gets harder as more and more workers leave the sector.
A typical day for me is not typical, because every day is different in the sense that when I don't know when or who's going to call me for help. I usually respond to calls that implies that I need to intervene with kids that have problems, or with classes that have difficulties to handle the situation, either if it's an aggressive situation or just in prevention. Every day is not the same. In a sense, that's cool, because, you know, I don't know how my day is gonna be. I know when my day is gonna start. I don't know when it's gonna end. So I'm not in a routine loop. But in another sense, I don't know if I'll come back home that night or I'll end up in the hospital.
It's not just support staff. According to Stephen Lesser, teachers are also facing tough conditions for less pay. Lesser is the president of the Quebec Provincial Association of Teachers, representing around 8,000 teachers in English school boards. He says it's been a year now that educators have tried to move the needle at the bargaining table, but there's been no progress.
We're here at this conjuncture of 3 days of strike because it's not moving at the tables. It's been over a year. Sonia Labelle asked us to recenter our demands, which we did, and which she isn't acknowledging. She keeps saying that she's waiting for a counteroffer, which, in my opinion, and I think the opinion of most of our union leaders, she's received.
He says teachers' demands are a mix of structural issues within schools and better pay across the board to address the massive teacher shortage that Quebec saw going into this fall term. That shortage was so bad that Education Minister Bernard Drainville said that at the end, it didn't matter if the teacher was qualified or even had a college degree. Schools could hire any high school grad who could fill a seat and watch some kids.
it's I sound like a broken record. This is what I've been saying all the time. Workload, it's the composition of the class. It's the lack of support for our special needs and at-risk children. And of course, remuneration. I mean, I'd be lying if it wasn't about some money. And the teachers in the entry level, our first year teachers, are the lowest paid across Canada. And that does not make it very attractive for recruitment and retention. We're in a shortage, and this is the opportunity for our government to make some moves. It's not an overnight thing. We all know that. It's going to take time, but you got to take that first step, and they're not willing.
Lesueur is grateful for the support he's seen so far from the parents in Quebec. He hopes they know that the students' success is tied to that of the teachers.
You know, a lot of our demands are to help their children be successful. It's not just about money for the teachers. It's about working conditions. And in turn, I mean, it definitely goes hand in hand with student success.
So like today, it's like the kids are happy and they're like, it's like the weekend started early, you know, like, and I'm not stressed out yet. I'm fine.
This is Caroline Kunsley, a Montreal parent who's in support of the strikes. She was in good spirits when I spoke with her on Tuesday, saying she's been able to arrange childcare for the rest of the week.
We had some time to organize, so I'm actually fine because I have friends that are parents that live in the neighborhood, so I coordinated with a couple of them to sort of do shifts. So today, my kid is over at a friend's house with her kids. On Thursday, they're going to come over here. Tomorrow, I have another neighbor's kid coming over. You know, we're doing that kind of thing. I work from home and I have flexibility.
But even if things get tough, she says her support for public workers is unwavering, especially the teachers and support staff who care for her son.
I fully 100% support what they're doing. And I think it's essential because the system is so broken and has been for a long time. And the government needs to step up and invest in education and all the other things. But, you know, when I'll speak from the point of view of a parent and supporting the teachers and the support staff of the schools. They have such a hard job. They have such an important job. Like, my kid's teacher sees my kid more hours in a week than I do, right? Or collectively, all the teachers at the school. I send him there at 8 in the morning, and I pick him up maybe at 3:30 or maybe at 5. You know, these are the people that are making sure my kid, not just teaching them, like, math and reading and all of those things, but just making sure that they're okay, making sure that they're in a safe place, making sure that they're eating, you know, that they get fresh air, that, you know, socially nothing bad is going on, making sure they're not being bullied, in addition to teaching them how to read and write and solve problems and interact. And, you know, just there's just so much. I could go on and on.
She says she's not angry with teachers or other public workers, but she is angry at the politicians in Quebec City who've allowed things to get to this point.
They don't care about regular people. These are people who have a lot of money, who've probably sent all their kids to private school, who support, you know, the direction we're going, which is towards more and more privatized systems. They don't care about they don't care about us. They only will care if they feel like they're not going to get reelected, if they're in trouble because what they're doing is too unpopular. They have some kind of popular base of support, clearly, because they got elected. But this might change it. I certainly hope so, because they don't, like, why haven't they invested? Because they think they can get away with it. Why is everything happening that's happening? Why are rents going up so high? Why is everything so expensive? Because the people who have the power to change that think they can get away with it.
That's why Kunsley says we shouldn't just tolerate the striking workers. We should celebrate them and the fight they're undertaking for public services that are going to benefit all Quebecers.
They need to do this. They need to inconvenience, you know, general society so that the government gets feedback from the public at large saying, like, you know, do your job.
The Common Front strikes will continue tomorrow and Thursday, and they'll be joined by nurses' strikes as well. On Thursday at 11, teachers with the FAE are kicking off their indefinite strike at Jerry Park, and you can join their march downtown from there. I'm Jules Bijan. Thanks for listening.